The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
If you're a fan of filming live videos and photos using your smartphone, well, Samsung's latest products won't disappoint. Impressively, Samsung's the first in the world to combine a slider with a rotating camera in a smartphone. Their latest Galaxy A80 is a new mid-range phone with a camera and not only slides up from the rear of the device, but it also automatically rotates itself around to the front. How cool is that? Basically, it functions as both a selfie camera and a rear-mounted camera. Also, Samsung uses this new function to rid the camera, not the little bump along the smartphone where the camera usually rests, yeah? Meaning you've got a phone that's just one big smooth screen right at the front. So when you're taking a selfie, the three cameras automatically pop up from the back of the camera and they flip forward. It's really interesting, you know, how unique this smartphone is going to be. And we're going to get more context from this, okay? A good friend of ours is on the line, Tim Goh. He's the co-founder, editor-in-chief at Tech360. Going to tell us more about the Samsung A80. Morning, Tim. Could you tell us, what's this rotating camera all about?
Hey, good morning, Elliot. It's very early here in Bangkok. We had quite a late night last night with this good show put on by a K-pop group called Blackpink. They were here to help launch the Galaxy A series of phones at last night's event. I don't know who they are, but maybe you do. Anyway, the rotating camera conjured up a lot of images in my head when I first read about it on paper, and I only understood what it was all about after seeing it in action and playing with it. So the phone has three cameras. Now, only three, some might say, because the other Galaxies, in fact, the Galaxy A9, for example, has five cameras on it. Anyway, the three cameras here on the Galaxy A80 act as the same camera front and back. So by default, all three cameras are on the back of the phone. Now, when you choose to take a selfie or a selfie video or go live on Instagram or Facebook, the camera will pop up from the back and rotate to the front.
I actually have no idea who that K-pop group is. Sorry, my K-pop not too strong. But this whole process of the camera popping up and rotating, how long does that take?
Well, Elliot, I actually timed it because I also wanted to know. And it takes just over a second. In fact, a second and a fraction of a second to be exact, which may not be as fast as what we're used to, because right now when we take a selfie, we flip it to the selfie mode and you can do it in less than a second, right? But this is unique. The camera takes a fraction of a second to pop up smoothly and then another fraction of a second to flip around from the back camera to the front. Now, having said that, it is really cool to watch this mechanism in action. It pops up very smooth, unlike what we're used to with, you know, remember those camera flashes that would pop up before? Also, some people listening to us right now might say they've seen this gimmick before. In fact, yes, they have. Last year, China's Vivo came up with the NEX phone, which had a pop-up front-facing camera. Oppo also had the Find X, which has this mechanism that pops up the main camera from the back, so the camera is actually hidden in the body. So it is true, but the A80, the Samsung Galaxy A80, is the first camera with three cameras that rotates from back to front, that pops up and rotates from back to front. So this is something new, and this also means, Elliot, that our selfies from the front-facing camera will now look better because it's the same camera. The main camera is also the selfie camera. You know what I mean? And there is no more notch, not even a tiny black hole in the corner of the screen to house the camera. So it's quite beautiful.
Wow. So, okay, that's a lot of cool factor in there. And I can see how it's a conversation starter on its own. So it is what I imagine, the whole front surface, like just one big display.
Yep, that's right. You can now watch your video in all its full screen glory with no interruption at all. No notch, no holes in the corner, no lines even for the speakers. In fact, the sound comes off from the screen. It's called acoustic sound or something like that. So the screen vibrates to give you that sound. So the end-to-end screen, or what Samsung is calling the Infinity Display, is about 6.7-inch full HD plus Super AMOLED display that sort of takes up the entire surface of the smartphone. And I think this is the first time they're using a Super AMOLED display, which is a higher grade display on the A series phone. This is usually used for the the Galaxy S or the Note smartphone. So this is quite cool. Personally, I'm not a fan of these infinity screens because I find it too hard to use when my fat hands accidentally touches the edge of the screen and it starts doing funny things. But that's me. This is a very popular feature for those who like to watch videos on their smartphones.
I was about to say the same thing. My fat fingers are definitely going to get in the way. Tim Goh, co-founder, editor-in-chief at tech360.tv on the line with me talking about the Samsung A80. Okay, other than the camera, what else is unique about this phone?
Again, for this, I have to go back to the camera, Elliot. There is a Steadicam function on it. So for videos, it stabilizes videos, much like an action camera, like a GoPro can. So again, Samsung here is thinking of the, well, always live lifestyle of many of the younger people today when it made this phone. The Steadicam lets users actually run around or dance while taking a video or walk around, which is what we do when we're doing live videos, right? And show people what's around them. And with the Steadicam function, it will still be relatively steady. So you won't come up with videos like Blair Witch Project, if you know what I'm talking about. The A80 on paper looks almost as premium as the flagship Galaxy S10 series. In fact, one of my colleagues from Tech360 commented that Samsung managed to make this sort of mid-range phone into something better than their flagship phone. But anyway, it has all the goodness that comes with the Galaxy S series, which is the flagship. It has a long and intelligent battery life that puts app you don't use to sleep. It intelligently manages your phone battery for you to make it last longer. It is also secured with Samsung Knox, which is Samsung's own defense-grade security system. It has an on-screen fingerprint sensor embedded on the screen and fast charging capabilities.
Wait. I heard you say that this is a mid-range phone. We've been talking about the A80 from Samsung. There's also the S series, the Galaxy S series. Could you break it down? What exactly is the difference between the two?
Well, the biggest difference really is the price. Now, though I don't have the Singapore pricing of the A80 yet, the Series A phones usually come in a lot cheaper than the S series, which is the flagship, or the Note series, which is also a flagship device. Now, it is a phone suited for the hip and happening type of people. Millennials, I guess, is what they would say. People in the 30s or younger, those who don't have to rely on their phones for work-related functions. Not that it doesn't have all these functions, Elliot. It's very reliable as well in that aspect, but it's just that it's a phone that is made to be enjoyed, and you use it to have fun. Samsung doesn't really like us calling the A-series phones as cheaper, but it is what it is. It is a mid-range phone, and well, let's put it this way. The S-series users are paying for all the R&D and innovation that goes into the A-series of smartphones so that, you know, users of this won't have to. Not to say that it's no good or it's inferior from the flagship, because it is really good. It's packed with good things, this phone. The A80 phone can do everything the S10 can without the price tag.
Wow, that last line, you got me already. Now I'm interested. Tim, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Tim Goh, co-founder, editor-in-chief at tech360.tv.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.